everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I didn't want to say hello because I always say hello.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's
probably like, okay, we get it.
I mean, what else are we supposed to say?
True that.
We need to come up with our signature, like,
welcome. We can come up with a rap.
Like, welcome back to Crunchy Mom Tattoos podcast.
I was like, you said, I don't even think you said that right. Crunchy mom tattooed.
What did I say?
That's what you said. Crunchy mom tattooed.
Oh.
I think. I don't know.
Crunchy tattooed moms.
Al doesn't even have a tattoo.
I don't. I had mentioned that on, like, an episode before, like, I was actually on the podcast.
Oh, like, you were guest.
Yeah, like, one of the guest ones. So, I'm working on it. I have two in the works. But they're I'll both with other people. So,
not coordination
needs to happen.
I have a tattoo appointment.
Tomorrow.
So, when everybody's listening to this.
Bro. How long is that? 8 hours?
Seven.
7 hours.
So I'll get one
get ready for
that.
Tomorrow. Get ready for that pic.
Oh, yeah. I have to post a new pic on our Instagram because it's in our title. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm nervous. I don't know why.
Why? I mean, that's a big thing.
I'm nervous. I'm alone. My tattoo guy's cool, but, like, that's a long time to be with somebody.
I'm sure he knows how to deal with it.
Yeah, no, it's all good. But, like, I hate driving to the city. Not that it gives me anxiety. I just don't want to drive all the way fucking out there and all the way back afterwards.
I don't know how people commute to the city.
Ugh. My stepdad did it for years on third shift. All the way to O'Hare.
Ugh. Yeah. At least there's, like, no traffic, I'm sure.
Girl.
At least on the way there.
Yeah. But in the... yeah, I don't know.
Like, I'm sure George hits no traffic.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could never. My dad used to do the train to the city.
I don't think you're loud enough.
Oh, my dad used to do the train to the city. It's because I was trying to read at the same time.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm not a commuter. My 30
I
minutes.
I am not a commuter.
My 30 minutes is enough.
In college, I did it was called Chicago term. So I would go out to the city. And it was weird being, like, on the train.
Yeah, no thanks.
I would, like, read for my classes. So I guess it was, like, helpful because I had to focus on something else.
Yeah, like, you actually had to...
You want to know what I remember about that time? Every time I listened to John Legend's Made to Love album, I don't even know what it's called. I think of that. That was, like, my jam.
That's my classy wine. Whole... I don't even know that album. I don't listen to John Mayer. I listen to him at
Legend.
Work. Oh, John Legend. Yeah. I'm pretty positive
I said
he said Mayer.
I don't know. But I'm talking about John Legend.
I can't wait until I'm done so I can go back and listen.
I'm just the
I do like John Legend.
It's the wine.
Yeah, I posted a poll on Instagram saying, who's the classy one drinking wine? One person said me. So... guess we all know who the classy one is.
It is moi.
It's Al. It's fine. You know what?
C'est moi.
I've accepted it. Just double checking to see.
I even speak French to up my classiness.
Wow. Okay. I speak fluent. I can speak fluent redneck with my Coors Light. I have a pretty good British accent, but I'm not going to do it.
Have you ever done it? I don't think I've ever heard you do this.
For real?
Is it really pretty good?
It's pretty good.
I'm going to have to try to remind you after this. Is it, like, classy, or is it, like, you sound like you're from, like, the village?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a difference.
Okay, well, you're going to have to tell me
someday. Okay, I'm going to judge it.
I told George.
Or, like, you know, like, there's different, like, depending on where you're from.
I don't know.
In England, like, they speak different.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I don't know anybody from England.
I mean, I can tell you what it's from, but I can tell you it's not, like, what I watch on TV. Oh my god, I'm so excited because I watched The Crown. Do you watch The Crown?
No. Says a girl who will not watch Power.
So I tried. Good.
Okay, fine. What's The Crown about?
It's about the royal family who are apparently lizards.
Oh, yeah. My husband, we're talking about conspiracy theories today, and I asked George what he thought, and he's like, oh, the royal family's lizards. And I was like,
I mean, they're all a product of incest.
Ugh. God. What?
They are.
What? How?
They like marry each other's cousins and stuff.
This is some real...
It's true.
Hillbilly shit.
Yeah. My grandpa's last name, like my dad's dad.
Yeah.
His last name was Nunez Nunez.
Oh.
So I think there was something going on there. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, you're normal.
You know, back in the day, like, you had to, like, keep your cows in the family. So they would marry family. Keep your land.
Whoa. Wowza.
I don't know how. One of my cousins pointed it out to me once, and I was like,
why'd you do that? Have you done, like, a DNA test?
No. I've been wanting to do a 23andMe. Have you done one?
No, but I want to because my dad did it.
I want. Oh, well, that's half of you.
I know.
What did it come back as? Do you know?
Well, it's mainly Norwegian.
Okay. Is that why your hair's so curly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We thought we were Italian, and apparently we're not. My whole life. Well, not my whole life.
It's a long story. Like Irish. I'm not going to lie.
Irish. I'm Irish.
Okay.
My mom's Irish.
If I just were to have to guess, like, where you're from, I'd say you're Irish.
My dad had some Irish, too.
But now that you say Norwegian...
Mm-hmm.
I see it. With your blue eyes.
That's
your,
like,
curly hair.
Like, all... That's, like, most of the week's blood.
Yeah?
Norwegian. German. I'm a fucking mutt. There's nothing fun.
You're white.
I know. It's not fun. There's, like, no real thing.
No, but that is fun because it's just, like, there's a lot of you. And it's like, which one is it, you know?
I guess that's true, too.
But see, like, that's fun, too, because you thought you were, like, Italian and you weren't. So, like,
I'm not at all. But, like, we all look really, like, my grandma looks really Italian.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Sorry.
Wait, so was your dad's family here for, like, a long time?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you don't have, like, an immigration story that you know?
No.
Okay.
Nothing fun. Nothing fun like that.
Yeah.
Kind of wish, though. I think it's really
cool.
Your
grandma doesn't have one? Maybe she does. Just don't know.
My grandma?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
It's a long story.
Like her grandma?
No.
Okay.
I knew my great-great-grandma.
Oh, really?
And she was Indian. She was mainly Indian.
Oh.
Like Native American. So, yeah. You know, she, somewhere along the line, someone came and stole her land. And
damn.
Anyways, I don't know what the fuck we were talking about before all this, so that's fun.
I don't either.
Anyways, we're talking about conspiracy theories today, and...
Wait, self-care.
Oh, yeah, self-care.
We thought about it, and then I never said anything, so I still don't know.
Great. That was great.
It was Labor Day weekend, and Labor Day weekend for me used to be pretty hype.
Yeah,
I did
same.
Absolutely nothing this past weekend, which was nice, but it was also kind of boring.
Yeah, I didn't. I went to a birthday party.
Yeah. I went to, like, a beer Olympics, which wasn't really, like, a beer Olympics that I'm used to.
I want to do one of those.
I want to do one, like, a legit one.
Yeah, me too. Like actual, like, a board with, like, winner at the end.
Yeah. So, like, I was like, oh, so are we pitching in for the keg? And they're like, there's no keg. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. Because, like, COVID, I was like, are we, like, just doing beer cans? We counting cans? They're like, no. And I was like, so this isn't competitive.
So, we're just drinking.
Right. That's literally what it was.
Let's plan that
I played beer pong for the first time in a very long time. And almost won.
Almost.
Ended up losing. It was down to the cups. One cup each.
Damn.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess I got to chill this past weekend.
I don't know. I don't know. My tattoo appointment's tomorrow. That's how I got that going.
Yeah.
And, yep. And I've been eating a lot of chocolate. And I just can't fucking stop. Like, I have a problem.
I've been sleeping a lot, but I also don't. I think it's a problem. Not really good.
So, we got problems, basically.
I've got a drinking problem and a sleeping problem. Dolly's been, like, sleeping till 10 sometimes, and it's great.
Well, self-care for you.
Because then. I can definitely sleep till 10.
God, I could never anymore.
I've been falling asleep late. I needed to stop doing that. I've been falling asleep at, like, midnight.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know why. Probably because I'm constantly sleeping.
True. Yeah, I don't have shit. So, great.
All right. Conspiracy theories. So, warning. We don't really know what we're talking about.
We don't.
But
But do you really need to know? What conspiracy theories did you just... I could just say shit and be like, well, I read it somewhere.
Someone made a comment that they shouldn't be called conspiracy theories. Oh, yes. What did she say? Because that means that you don't believe anything, like...
Basically saying that it's like a derogatory term.
Like you're putting someone down.
It's like discrediting.
Right. Someone's like true belief.
What did I say? I basically said like... Some conspiracy theories are like actual truths, but like I think people made conspiracy theory a derogatory term, and I don't think it is. I think it's a great way to keep your mind open to way more possibilities in this world.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a theory because you can't prove it.
Right. Unfortunately. Right. I mean, and some of them, like, especially now, like this year, it's like all these, like, we'll talk about that another time, the Pizzagate and... sex trafficking and stuff.
We should do that next episode.
Yeah, I really do want to talk about that. It's like really important. That are actually like, holy shit, there's like truth behind all this.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, so we obviously know that people think that people with conspiracy theories are crazy or like, but I think it's just a really good way to keep your mind open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what do we got first? What's on our list of goodness?
UFOs. Do you believe in UFOs and aliens?
I do. You don't believe, do you?
I don't
You're
know.
Giving me a look like,
I
bitch,
don't know.
No.
I don't know.
So
this one time, I just remembered this. We went camping, and there was, like, something in the sky. And it was making weird patterns, but it wasn't going away like an airplane would.
What the fuck?
So we definitely thought it was a UFO.
So, but you're like, I don't know.
I don't know, because it could have been like a satellite, you know? It wasn't like down enough where you could physically see it. At one point, it did come down really low.
Oh, now that I remember.
Like, not like really low.
Abduct you.
Yeah. And then, so I watched that Netflix series I was telling you about. And, like, it was all these people giving, like, their, like, these people got abducted when they were kids. So they were giving their, like, story. Did you watch it?
No. Oh, okay. But a podcast I listened to covered a lot of alien stories.
I don't remember where it was, but that they got abducted and then, like, people started reporting it in different areas. So I feel like there's some truth to that, you know? Like, these people weren't, like, they didn't congregate together and come up with this plan and start telling everyone, you know?
Right. There's some solid information out there about people, like, not knowing where they've been for, like, the fucking past, like, and it's really bizarre to me. And you know what? I never used to believe in aliens. Like, I've been watching Ancient Aliens for a long time.
Is that show, like, still running?
Yes. There's, like, 15 seasons, I think.
What? I remember I used to watch that, like, in high school. When I had no idea what to watch.
Yeah, no, there's like 15 fucking seasons.
Damn.
And there's an episode that my cousin told me to watch. It's season 12, episode 5. And she said, I couldn't watch the whole thing, but, because I was busy, but it's about King Tut and Moses being brothers. And it's intriguing.
Wait, so was there, like, some, like, evidence to it?
There was, like, some science, like, that they were talking about throughout the episode. I just couldn't focus enough because I was cooking and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they, like, brought up all the links.
Yeah. And you know it's what? Interesting. I think I do believe in it because low-key it scares me. So, like, why would it scare me if I didn't believe in it?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I never used to.
Because, like, Ancient Aliens, I would have to stop watching it sometimes because I'd get scared.
It's fucking crazy. It's crazy. I'm going to probably go home and watch it, to be honest with you.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah. All the seasons are on Hulu.
Hulu.
There's, like, one season on Netflix, but... yeah. I never used to, and... Like... I started to, like, when me and George were dating, I was like, I don't know. But now, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's, like, a fucking other world out there.
Yeah?
For sure.
So, like, what is your beliefs on it?
See, that's where it's, like, I still don't know. Uh-huh. Like,
so, like, you believe there...
I believe there's more life. Uh-huh. I don't believe that... I mean, I'm sure just, like, in our world, there's bad people and there's good people, yeah. Like... I don't discredit people that say they've been abducted. Like, the podcast that I listen to, it's called And That's Why We Drink, and there's an episode that she covered, and it's basically describing what a person went through, like, when they got abducted, and it's pretty insane, like, being injected with stuff, being, like, tied down to a table, and, like, them seeing these creatures, and, like, I mean, there's a lot of, like,
something I saw, there was, like,
drugs, or, you know.
The brights were so light that they couldn't even, like, make out, but, like, a lot of people reported that. So,
yeah,
like,
right.
I don't know.
It's, I don't know, it's up in the air. I mean,
I think it's, like, okay, I think there's life out there, too. Like, how can we live in this universe that we don't even know how big it is for there not to be something else?
Right.
You know? But I just don't know what that looks like.
Well, and I guess that goes back to my theory, too, of, like, okay, people believe in God or multiple gods and all this stuff that they can't see, but then they discredit stuff like aliens. Right. It's like, but you believe in a higher power anyways, right, but you don't believe there's other,
that,
like, creatures and, you know. So, I don't know. I think it's important to keep your mind open to that kind of stuff. Because you really don't know.
Yeah.
But... So, George, like, really believes in aliens. Like, he has a lot of different theories. But, like, his one that he said today, he's like... He put his hand on the table like that. Like, no. Aliens are our future. And they're... And we are, like... Like, they come back to their present. We're the present.
So, like, what? I guess I didn't really... So, like, I'm an alien?
So, like, that's what, like, our future holds. Like, does that make sense?
I turn into an alien?
I don't know. This is what he's telling me. Like...
I need some follow-up, George.
Here, let me just text him.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. There has to be more. But like, little green men, I don't know.
No, I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
But the episode that I was watching today showed... So you know how like, I don't think it's a thing anymore, but like the Chinese culture used to like bind their feet to keep their feet small. So like... There's evidence based on, like, mummies and stuff that people would do that to their heads, make their head into that long, obligated, like, what's oblong? Oblong shape.
Oblong, yeah.
Oblongated shape. And I was like, that's really interesting because that's what people make aliens out to be, yeah, like, with that head
interesting,
shape.
Interesting, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. But there's just so much we don't know in this world.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about aliens, like, oh, do you believe? But, like... Think about how much is, like, at the bottom of the ocean that we would never in our lifetime know of.
Yeah. And I think of, like, weird stuff, like, Stonehenge. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Stonehenge. Yes. Stonehenge. This thing.
Okay. Okay, so what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I guess I don't really know anything about it, but it's just, like, it's these huge things, like, how, like, what does this pattern mean? They've been there for, like, thousands of years, so, like, how would humans get these rocks there?
Right.
If they didn't have, like, the tools.
Machinery.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty, and, like, I mean, yeah, like you said, it's been there for thousands of years, and it's sustained through crazy weather, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's really bizarre.
And it's just, like... I don't know. It's weird.
Where is that at?
It's in the UK.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was here.
Oh, and then there's like crop circles around it? Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I've never really read up on anything like that.
I know I've heard of stuff like it's like tied to it. Yeah. And then it's just like in the middle of nowhere. Like, in this field.
Right. I don't know, man. There's a lot of we don't know in this world. Can't. I feel like in the older I get, like, the more I think about that, like, there's really a lot we will never know.
Oh, for sure. Scary. Or, like, sometimes, like, I've even heard, like, the Egyptian pyramids. Like,
being how did like, they get built? Like,
but it's just like they had like slaves, like they're people. Thousands of people probably died making those things.
Right. I was going through conspiracy theories, obviously, and one of them said that dinosaurs helped build pyramids. And I was like, well, I'm sorry. They were like dead
thousands of years before then, I'm sure.
I was like, I'm not going to read this.
Imagine if like Jurassic Park came true.
I was just telling George that. Can you imagine being alive with fucking dinosaurs?
Yeah. I saw this thing where it was, like, they found, like, woolly? Woolly? Mammoth? Woolly.
Woolly.
With an O.
Yeah.
I'm struggling right and now. I apologize.
I saw something today that they had hair.
Dinosaurs?
Some dinosaurs had hair.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, but, like, those things were huge.
Yeah.
They were massive.
Can you, I would... Like, that sounds horrible.
Like, giraffes low-key kind of scare me sometimes. They're so long.
I know. Okay, so George said some people could be hybrids from aliens and not know it. That's creepy.
I'm not laughing at you, George, but it's kind of creepy.
I don't want to think about it, so I'm going to laugh about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. The older I get, the more I think about that stuff.
Oh, okay. Like, I was going to ask this earlier. Like, talking about the universe. Do you believe in, like, time travel? Or, like, different, like, black holes
taking
you to another time?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm fascinated by it, but I don't know that I necessarily...
Like, how could that possibly be true? Like, how can you...
But also, time is not a real thing.
That is true.
You know what I mean? It is so it's like it's made up. So who really knows?
Right.
So that's why I'm like, well, I mean, since time's not like a thing, it's just beneficial to us. I don't know. I'm fascinated by it though.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Next. Denver International Airport. Some weird stuff going on there.
I believe it. Denver's fucking...
Dude, first off, have you guys ever seen this airport? It's built like no other airport.
It's interesting.
Like, if you like a satellite image of it, just like the way it, like, the terminals work. No, I look. Like, it's just, like, no other air. I've seen no other air. They're all in a circle. Aerial view. Look at this. Is this it? Like, look at this thing. I don't know. It's just, it's so weird looking.
It is kind of strange.
I don't know. Oh, here. So, like, to get through terminals, you have to, like, take the train and, like, go through them.
Yeah, it's like a mission.
Yeah. It really is. And so, when it was built, how much billion dollars?
Oh, let me read my little note I got here.
It said
it's twice the size of Manhattan, New York. And the airport was $2 billion over budget. So it led people to believe that there's underground structures that are either used as bunkers or the headquarters of the supposed world-controlling group, the Illuminati.
And then there's, like, weird, like, sculptures there.
Yeah, like, representing stuff that's, like,
right.
Not should be represented.
Yeah.
I think that's what I read. I don't know.
Like, there's, like, gargoyles.
That's fucking weird. And it reminds me of Riverdale.
There's, like, Freemason symbols. Oh, yes. And then it was, like, commissioned by the New World Airport Commission.
What the fuck?
So, like, that goes back to, like, the New World Order. Yes. You know? Like, how can you not draw that conclusion?
That's very strange. Well, how do you feel about Illuminati?
I think it's real. I don't know if it's called the Illuminati, But I definitely believe in, like, a secret society. Like, a large, powerful secret society.
For sure. It says it's weird.
Huh. And, like, I know the Freemasons, like, are legit, like, fraternal type thing. Which I think is just weird to begin with. Like,
so what's that about?
I don't know. It's, like, I don't know what fraternal, like, I, what do they talk about? I guess it's just, like, I, it's just an unknown
like to me. Like a cult?
Yeah.
Ugh, cults scare me. Yeah. So, yeah, no, that's really, I'm, like, just reading about it now.
Yeah, there's, like, weird art. There's, like, this, like, Nazi-looking guy with a rainbow with kids.
And that's what I mean. Like, Denver's just, like, a weird vibe anyways.
Right.
Like, it's definitely, like, very rounded, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, like, yeah, and then there's, like, underground bunkers. Like, what is going on down there? So, like, when I imagine it, I think it's just, like, this huge tunnel going underground.
Yeah,
like Stranger Things type thing.
Yeah, exactly. There's no, like, actual rooms, I don't think. Like, there's just tunnels.
Tunnels that go on for forever.
I don't know. I feel like that's probably a lot of places that we would never know. There's a place out here like that. Over there off of, like, before you get to Galena Road, that one place.
Off of Rock Creek?
Yeah, I heard,
AT&T
like...
AT&T place?
Huh?
AT&T?
Yeah, like, that there's, like, bunkers underneath there.
Yeah, after you told me that there was, like, an accident there and they fixed the fence right away.
Literally.
I was like, yep.
Literally the next day.
Going on in there.
It was, like, they were fixing the whole fucking fence.
And I've never, I've personally never seen someone go in and out of there.
I've seen, like, cars parked, like, right outside the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, right inside, but I've never seen, like, the fence opened.
Yeah.
And I mean, I drive there every day. Right. I was driving past there every day.
Right. Like, what?
Yeah, it was weird.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, somebody ran that fence over in the middle of the night and they were fixing it the next morning. It was very strange. I was like, what the hell? I think there's some shit going on there. I've heard that for years, too. Like, when I was younger.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. I don't even think I heard it. I think I came to the conclusion on my own, honestly. Like, I was, like, asking, like, how come, like, people don't go in and out of there. And then he's the one that told me, like, oh, people say, like, there's shit going on there.
Yeah.
And I was like, mm.
I believe that shit. Because, I mean, especially, like, yeah. Somewhere out here where
and
it's
then
so
it's
fucking
like,
quiet.
I think it's, like, an electric fence, and it has, like, what's the prickly stuff that goes around at the top?
Barbed wire?
Barbed wire. It's like barbed wire fence, right?
Yeah. For AT&T. And like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
They drive around trucks with all their equipment.
Right. I don't know. Super sketch to me.
Oh, sorry, guys. That was probably loud.
Whoops. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
I don't know. I haven't heard, like, that article was, like, the first thing I read about Denver Airport being like uh-huh. that. But, like, and I never thought about it while I was there.
Right. And if you think about it, like, if you believe in, like, the Illuminati, they have to meet somewhere.
Right.
Like, it should done somehow.
Denver
and
would
how,
be the
what
fucking
better
place
way
to
do
it
at an airport in plain sight?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Especially, it's, like, right in the middle of the country.
Oh, that's something I've heard, too. That it's, like, literally, like, in the middle. So, like, if they're having, like, a meeting, like, you just meet there. You know? Like, it's in the middle. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. I don't know. Super sketch, super sketch. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's all I got on that. I believe in all the underground.
You're just like, yep.
Underground, like, societies and... There has to be. There's too much going on in this world not to have that. But to sell your... I mean, sell your soul and...
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
I don't know about, like, selling your soul to the devil for, like, a favor in return or riches in return.
Yeah. I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
Like, how
I'm watching
Lucifer.
Lucifer right now. And I love it. But that's like what he does. He's the devil and he grants favors.
Is that good? I'm gonna have to watch
it. Dude, I'm pretty hooked. It takes a lot for me to get hooked on a show.
Well, I'm almost done with Grace.
Did you ever watch Bones?
No.
I find it very similar to Bones.
Okay.
And you know what's funny is that I was like, oh my god, this show's like Bones. And then they make a reference to it in the show where he's like, oh my god, we're like Bones. And I was like,
I said that first. No, I'm almost done with season 15 of Grace.
Oh my goodness.
That was like a week.
They're filming.
I know, I'm so excited. Can't wait.
I was talking about The Crown and that's why I didn't finish.
Oh, okay, finish.
It's coming back.
The Crown,
the show about the royal family.
Oh yeah,
sorry, you need to watch it on Netflix. It's a Netflix show.
Oh,
it's just like it's a historical piece, obviously.
You sound very look at you in your
so
wine.
So good. And I think I'm feeling myself. I'm not
with lie. Your historical.
I can't even freaking speak.
Well, anyways, what's the next conspiracy theory?
JFK.
All right, tell me the story.
All right, JFK was shot by that guy. Let me get his name. Oswald. Lee Oswald. And then Lee Oswald got shot by the Ruby guy. How fucking convenient.
Who's Ruby?
Ruby was like a gangster.
Oh, okay.
So, how fucking convenient. Like, it looks like a huge cover-up to me. I just don't believe. I don't know. How are you gonna... Okay, so, like, obviously the president was shot. And I want to say the guy who supposedly shot JFK, they were taking him out of the police department. Like, why wouldn't you protect him more? He just shot the president.
Hmm.
And maybe it's just, like, that's why things are the way now, where they would protect someone like that, like, a criminal like that, and make sure nothing happened to him.
Yeah, but it really wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't.
Was it, like, 60s?
63.
Damn, I'm good. Look at me.
Yeah.
Historical genius.
He should become a master at it.
No thanks. I've heard like theories on that, but I never
dove. So there's like the theory of like a second shooter. Because they say they came from like one guy, like obviously like
yeah,
like Oswald. But there's just like evidence kind of like it coming from different areas, like looking at footage or like the trajectory of the shots.
Ooh.
That says that there's like another shooter.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And they would know better now than they would then.
Right.
But they're saying, I was reading the same thing about Martin Luther King, that his kids like don't believe that it was like one person. That
oh yeah, I saw like, that too. Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
And really sad. Yeah. Especially like your kids don't even fucking believe it.
A lot of people wanted him dead, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. It's horrible. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, and then yes. There's also evidence. Okay, so, like, I'm sure you've seen the video of him getting shot.
Who? JFK?
JFK.
No, dude.
You've never seen the video?
No.
We're playing it.
All right, we gotta play.
The government's gonna be after me. Dude, I wanna say I saw this in school.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, chill. Was your nice school showing you videos like that?
It was.
I want to say
I saw it in grade school, too.
I want to say that I've never seen it, I don't think.
Military.com. Oh, that's so crazy. People probably come and watch it.
Oh, my God. The government's legit going to show up at your house tomorrow. Okay, we're going to watch.
You've never seen this video.
I've never seen this video. Is that bad? Where is he?
He's going to get shot right here. Right here.
Oh, he got shot already. That's fucking sad.
Bam.
But it looks like he's only shot once.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, shit. Holy shit.
Apparently, like, his head, like, got, like, blown off, like, legitimately, like.
That was, like.
Like, it was
dude, his poor wife, first of all.
Look at this shit.
What the fuck is that? That's not a bullet. That does not look like a bullet.
So, like, the first one hit, like, a gov. Like, this was, like, the governor. I think he died, too.
Okay, first of all, wait. Why is that guy climbing on the back of the car? Was he there?
Where was he before?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, it's a cop. I think he's in a motorcycle.
Wait,
where'd he come from?
Right.
I don't
Oh, he's just like, I'm gonna help this woman.
Oh shit,
that's fucking crazy. Dude, yeah.
I can't believe you've never seen that video. Seen it. Okay, so like,
in I've seen like pictures, but like,
yeah, in that video, so obviously after he died, the government went and like tried to find people that were there to like, you know, as witnesses, and like gathered this video, other people's pictures and mm-hmm. stuff. And there's like the babushka lady, so she was like wearing like a babushka, yeah, or whatever. And you can see her taking video in that video, and her video has never surfaced before. So people say that, like, or she even said that two men approached her, said that we, like, we're the government, we need to take your video, said that they were going to return it to her after developing it and making a copy, and she never got it back, and it's never been, like, published.
Weird.
Right? And then, like, other people report, too, that, like, two men came and, like, grabbed their camera and their film, said they would develop it and never got it back.
What the fuck?
Right.
I've been like, now motherfuckers is my shit.
Is there proof of, like, a second shooter or, like...
You could never get away with that shit,
something
now.
Like... Oh, no. Ever. On those, like, on that video or...
Yeah.
Photos.
That's really fucking crazy. Isn't that crazy? And I can't believe I've never seen that video. That's wild.
Yeah. Dude.
And really sad. Like, that's really sad.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
I think it's kind of crazy. He's... kind of been the only president to be assassinated. Oh no, Abraham Lincoln was.
Abraham Lincoln. Okay, I know that story really well. I don't know why.
Honestly.
I went to the Lincoln Museum in like 2011 and I just all fucking stuck. I took pictures with like fucking clay.
Oh my god, I remember I like went to his house.
And yeah, I had like pictures like the log cabin.
The log cabin. Yeah, that's in Springfield, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I've been.
Damn, that's crazy. I mean, I would not doubt, like, that's pretty wild that they have all that other information about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hmm. And then there's theories that, like, he got assassinated because, it's, like, mob-related.
Like, he was involved in the mob?
Like, the mob wasn't pulling. So, I think... I don't know, I'm gonna fuck this up.
It's okay, it
like
do had your to best.
Do something with like the union. So like I don't know if he was like anti-union or something, but I think he'd be pro-union. I don't know. But like the mob wasn't liking what he was doing. And the mob wanted to keep making their money or whatever. Like it had to do with like the Teamsters, which they're like the truck drivers.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. Some shit.
Seriously, that video's so sad.
Yeah. Poor Jackie.
Oh, man. That's traumatic.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's horrible. Would have just mm-hmm, fucked me up.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I needed to see that video.
Time gets blown off.
It really does.
Yeah. Like, literally.
That's really sad.
Like, it looks like he got shot in the face.
Yeah.
And then he just, like...
Okay, Jesus.
Sorry if you dream about it tonight.
Oh, all I've been dreaming
don't
about
you think
is Grace.
It's
kind of
fucked up how, like, you dream about Grace?
Every night for, like, the past week. I fucking think I'm Meredith Grey or something. And that's you know hilarious. What's weird? Is I, one time, like, I was in the show, you know, like, yeah. I was a part of it. And then, like, the next time I was, like, watching my own scenes play out in my head. It's fucking pathetic. And I didn't even watch it yesterday.
That's why. You're bad. You craved it.
I need to fucking detox from Grace.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, damn it. You were going to say something and then I don't know. Grace.
Oh, the Irishman on Netflix that like touches on like the conspiracy that they like killed JFK.
Is that a show?
It's a
series?
Movie.
Oh, it's a movie then.
It's like a 3.5-hour movie.
Oh, yeah. You did say that.
Yeah. But Grace, we were talking about something. I don't know. Oh, I saw that. I don't know. I was just mentioning that. There's this TikTok where, like, this girl, like, she's like, does anyone else ever feel like the doctor? I don't even know what it was. It was, like, the doctors on Grey's Anatomy where you just rip off your mask and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Fucking damn
I posted that in my
story. Oh, what was
story.
It? What was it?
It
made
ever,
me laugh.
Like, after when you're mad after, like, you had a bad surgery or something and you rip your mask off, like, Meredith Grey. Yeah. And then she was, like, all the time. I was like, no, literally, as soon as I in the car.
Oh, my God. Shit was funny.
Oh, I fucking love that show.
I don't know how we got there. I don't know. Oh, dreams. Oh, I hope you're not dreaming about.
Oh, yeah. No. I probably dream about fucking DeLuca or something.
DeLuca.
It's not even, like, anything. It's just, like, I'm watching the show. It's so fucking stupid.
That's funny. All right. I don't know what else to talk about.
I don't either.
Someone brought up the conspiracy theory that Avril Lavigne is a different person. I fucking believe it.
Shut up.
Have you not seen pictures?
I mean, people grow up.
No, bitch.
All right, well, you gotta show me then, because what the fuck?
So
that she died in 2004.
Yeah, that she died in, like, a car accident or something, but the label wanted to keep making money, so they found, like, a double for her.
Ew. That's sick.
Isn't that?
Ugh, that gives me the heebie-jeebies, honestly, thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me see.
Look, like, she looks different.
I mean, maybe she got some shit done to her face. I don't know. I'm trying to be, like, the devil. What is it called? Devil's advocate.
Like, okay, like, she looks very similar in these photos. I've seen other ones where, like, they look different. But I also see, like, she looks different. This one.
That's just, like, really fucking, like, it creeps me out. Like, what if? We don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really believe it.
You just said you do.
I don't know. I'm looking at these pictures again. They look the same.
I was gonna say, she looks like she just, like, aged and maybe got some work done.
Oh, see, like, here she looks different. But I also look fucking different in angles.
Oh, they're, like, fucking, they, like...
And these fucking tattoos, or what the fuck? Natural? This is another language.
You're trying to read it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, also another language. I don't know, what the fuck?
It's, like, fucking Portuguese.
I read something about that about Michael Jackson, too. And they say that about Tupac, that Tupac's still alive. What proof do we have of that? None.
Or, like, Elvis?
Elvis.
They touched on that, and yeah, people say he's still alive.
I want to say George said something about Elvis tonight, and I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Him being a lizard, probably.
Lucifer said he's still alive.
So he must be.
He's like, he's not in heaven or hell?
I don't know, man. I don't know. What if, do you think that's, like, a real thing? You think people, like...
Fake their deaths?
Fake their deaths or, like, actually die and then, like, somebody, like, I don't know.
People fake their deaths all the time. To, like, run away from people.
Grace?
Who's fake their death?
Oh, no, they just changed. I don't want to say it, but people haven't watched it.
Oh, yeah.
They changed their identity.
Who changed their identity? Joe.
Oh, yeah. Duh. No, yeah, I don't know. That's creepy to think about. I don't want to think about people faking their death and having a new life. And you always wonder that, like, on Facebook, like, you get a random friend request and you're like, I don't have any mutual friends. Like, what if they're just, like...
Oh, I know. That trips me out all the time. Like, how did you
get a new life?
Find me? Oh, shit. I never thought about that. Well, I just remembered that we asked this on Instagram, so I wanted to see what people said.
We didn't really get... Well, this is going to be released on 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, 9/11.
Talk about that.
I don't really think it's a, like, I don't think, I don't know.
Well, like, everyone says it's an inside job. Like, the government did it.
I don't believe that.
But then, like, you have all this.
I think they knew of, like, it was possibly going to happen.
Like, jet fuel can't melt steel.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, you're right, I have seen that. But... I mean, how would you know? When was this experiment done? You know, like, I don't know.
I mean, I guess just temperature and steel.
Yeah.
People that do that stuff for life, for, like, their job. I don't know. Did you find some answers?
Dude, didn't you ask?
I did, but I asked, like, so people responded, like, with messages.
Oh. You're right, because... You're right. I don't know how to work Instagram right now.
It's just...
Oh, that we never landed on the moon.
Oh, I believe that.
I could...
I did... I, like... I was like, no, we did. And then George, like, pointed out all this shit to me, and I was like, holy fuck.
Right. It's just, like, the, like, stuff that could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the Photoshop and, like, the something about the flag and the picture.
Right.
And,
like, there's, like, the shadow's wrong or something like that. Yeah, I was like,
what the fuck?
And there's no, like, footsteps or something like that, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all very weird.
Yeah. I agree. That one, I'm a little sketch on.
Same.
I'm a little sketch.
I mean, yeah, there's just too many inconsistencies. I don't know. I don't really... I hear, like, a lot of crazy shit. Like, I was telling Al about MK Ultra, because she's never heard of it. Like, where the CIA is basically, like, trying to mind control. And, like, it was going on for, like, 4 years or something. In the 60s, and then they had to shut it down because it was, like, inhumane, like, what they were doing. Dude.
A lot of shit went down. But, or, like, all the shit that Nazis did? Fuck.
Well, I was just, the fucking podcast that I listened to, she was talking about this place called Byberry Mental Institute, and it started in, like, the 40, or no, it was, like, maybe a little later than that, like, 60s. And it went into, like, 90, but it was, like, so inhumane. And it was still going on, like, in the early, like, late 80s. Like, that wasn't even that long ago. And yeah. These people were, like, there was people that were, like, pinned down to beds for, like, 18 months or something without being moved. And, oh like, so they're just, God. Like, in their, like, ugh, it was very creepy. Byberry mental health or something. I don't know. There's just, like, that's not conspiracy theories, but it's, like, it's really like creepy shit that happens, like, with our government. And
yeah.
No one does anything about it.
I don't know. This says that Stevie Wonder isn't blind. What?
Okay, well.
Okay.
Why would somebody, I don't know why someone would fake being blind.
Yeah, I don't know. Because he was, like, blind his whole life. Like, how did he know he's going to have a career?
Right. Oh, let me fake this now.
Lord is lying about her age.
Okay.
And she's actually 45.
I feel like I have heard that.
What the heck? She does not look 45.
No.
What the fuck? Katy Perry is actually grown up JonBenet Ramsey? That's kind of messed up.
That's, like, super fucked.
I think her parents killed her.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think so, too. It was just, like, that Casey Anthony shit. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
People killing their kids and shit.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up. I've watched so much on that JonBenet Ramsey, too. And it's like, why is, like, this still going on?
Because it's just so unsolved. I think it's because it had a lot of publicity when it first happened.
Yeah.
Or, like, the chick that killed her roommate. Okay.
She, oh, it was, like, in another country, but they were, like, from here or something. They were, like, in Italy.
She was, like, studying abroad.
And, like, I think she killed her, too.
It's just weird how she had, like, no reaction to it.
Yeah. I mean, there's sociopaths, though, so.
Khloe Kardashian is O.J. Simpson's daughter. I think she has a different dad.
Low-key, I think she has a different dad, OJ. Too. Yeah.
I think she has a different dad. She doesn't look like them. She's tall as fuck. The other girls are all petite.
Like,
or Chloe, no. What are the fucking names? Kim and Courtney. They're just so tiny. Like, yeah. I get, like, being a black sheep, but, like,
I don't know. Yeah, it's just, it's
what you a doing, little strange. Chris? What you doing?
And, like, on the show, too, they, like, talk about that. And, like, she gets really fucking mad, and then she never does the test.
Right.
And I'm like, bitch, just do the test. We gotta know.
We all wanna know. Right. Yep. I don't know.
I agree with you. But that too, fucking OJ Simpson not being in jail, like, he should be, like, in jail for, like,
oh, ever. For sure. Oh, he's definitely a murderer.
That shit blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. All right, are we done here?
Yeah, I guess. I don't have any other conspiracies, but
I don't really know either.
next week.
I'm looking at these pop culture ones. They're kind of funny.
Well, I've read, like, other stuff on Katy Perry, too. Like, her being, like, an alien and then...
Celebrities who were secretly murdered. Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, the Black Dahlia. That's, like, really interesting.
What's that?
You don't know the Black Dahlia case?
No.
Holy shit. Isn't that a movie? Shit. I don't know. I don't know if they made a movie.
What's the Black Dahlia? Oh, we should do a little crime video.
God, we should, because there's so many good ones. I love my crime podcast. It's so interesting. But the Black Dahlia, yeah, you gotta look that up. It's really fucked up.
Oh.
It's really, really, like, it's really gruesome.
Wait, do they know who murdered her?
No.
Damn.
Yeah, it's unsolved, and it's a really fucked up case. Like, they left her body, like, in the middle of L.A. or something. Yeah, I think it's L.A., or it's in California somewhere.
Yeah, it was L.A.
Really fucked up.
I'm gonna leave this page up so I can see
it. It's right, like, now. That'll be a black hole, because it's really sad and intriguing. Like, oof.
Jimi Hendrix was murdered? What?
Have you ever heard... You've heard of Elizabeth Smart, right? That case?
I don't know.
She wasn't murdered, but she was kidnapped for, like, 14 years, and then, like, she escaped her abductors finally, and she was, like, a mile or something from her house the whole time.
Oh, my God.
You never heard of that either?
No, I don't know. Probably.
Holy shit. That one's a doozy, too. Damn, I'll leave
that up, too.
There's a lot of, like, shows on that.
Yeah,
they would hide her, like, in plain sight. Like, they would just, like, cover her face and stuff and take her out in public and, like...
What the
heck? Yeah, and then she finally escaped and she, like, got back to her family. It's really cool. She does, like, a lot of interviews and stuff.
Damn. This says that Eazy-E was killed by Suge Knight.
I don't know about that.
Apparently that guy's a fucking murderer, because they don't say, like, he, like, had to do with, like, the Biggie and Tupac thing.
Right. I believe that for sure.
Woo! Boy.
And didn't he just get out of jail recently?
I don't know. He's still alive?
Yeah.
I truly don't know. Joan Rivers. Rivers is dead? Oh, yeah, she just died.
She just died, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones.
Brittany Murphy.
Oh, that's
I forget
sad.
She died all the time. And then I see one of her movies and I'm like, oh, she died.
Yeah. Her and, you know who else makes me sad? Oh my God, I'm not gonna think of her name right now. She also OD'd. Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that whole, like, 27 Club thing, that's weird.
27 Club?
Yeah, where, like, all these, like, artists die at 27.
Shut up. Yeah. Why have I never heard of that?
I think that's what it's called, 27 Club members, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Kurt Jimmy Cobain, Hendrix, I was just going to say
Janis
Kurt Cobain.
Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain was definitely murdered by his...
Oh, I went like down a hole on that too before.
There was a fucking really good...
And I was like looking pictures of the crime scene.
Yes, it's really staged and like...
Yeah.
It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right, let's
wrap
this up.
Okay, sorry. We just got like...
All right, well... We'll talk to you guys next time. Do you have anything else to say?
No.
Right, bye, guys. Bye.